Go ahead and get in a comfortable position. Usually you want to sit upright with your feet flat on the floor, your arms and legs uncrossed, and your hands sitting gently in your lap. You might allow your eyes to gently close, or you might just gently lower your gaze and let your vision soften. Take a few moments to get in touch with the movement of your breath and the sensations in your body. Bring your awareness to the physical sensations in your body, especially the sensations of touch or pressure, where your body makes contact with a chair or floor. Now slowly bring your attention to the gentle rising and falling of your breath in your chest and in your belly. Like ocean waves coming in and out, your breath is always there. Notice its rhythm. Notice each breath. Focus on each inhale and each exhale. Notice the changing patterns of sensations in your belly as you breathe in and as you breathe out. There's no need to try to control your breathing in any way. Simply let the breath breathe itself. Now I'd like you to get in touch with what it is you've been struggling with. Spend a few moments getting that in mind. And now I want you to imagine that you could pick this struggle up and place it out in front of you as an object. Give it a form. And if this had a shape, I'd like you to imagine what shape it would be. If it had a size, how big would it be? If it had a color, what color would it be? Notice its how powerful it is. Is it powerful or weak? If you were to reach out and try to pick it up, would it be heavy, like lead? Would it be as light as air? If it were to move, how would it move? Would it be lumbering, slow? Would it be darting? If you could feel its surface texture, what would that be like? And if you could reach inside it and feel its interior, what would its interior feel like? And if you could fill the inside of this object with water, how much water would it hold? And as you sit looking at this object with the exact size, shape, color, strength, weight, speed, texture, internal consistency, and volume that this object has, see if you can open up to experiencing it as it is, fully. Without trying to defend against it, make it go away, or change it. Now look and see whether there seem to be any sort of sticky reactions that seem to get in the way of your willingness to have this object there, exactly how you experience it to be. These reactions might be disliking it, fearing it, judging it, or just wanting it to go away. Just look for a few moments to see if any reactions like this are rumbling around. If they're not, you can end this exercise. If you notice any, then move the original object off to the side. And imagine taking this sticky, difficult reaction and lifting it up and out of you and putting it a few feet in front of you, next to the first one. And as you sit looking at this object, I'm again going to ask you some questions about its qualities. If this second reaction had a shape, what shape would it be? And notice how big it is. Is it small? Are very large. Notice its color. Is it dark or light? What happens to the light as it strikes its surface? Is it reflective or does it become absorbed? Does it give off light? This object could be powerful or weak, which would it be? And if you were to reach down and try to pick it up, would you find it heavy, like lead, or light as a feather? If the object could move, how would it move? If you were to reach out and touch its surface, what would the texture be? Smooth, rough, pointy? Would it be warm or cold? And if you could reach inside this object, and feel its internal consistency, what would that be like? And if you could pour water into this object, how much volume would it be able to hold? And as you look at this object, notice that the object is there, and you experience yourself to be here looking at it. And there's a space in between. And as you look out at this object, see if you can drop your struggle with it. Can it be allowed to be there as a reaction, as an object? See if you can be willing to experience it fully without trying to do anything to change it, without defending against it. Now, before taking these objects back, since they do reside within you after all, I'd like you to look over at that first object and see if it looks any different now in size, shape, color, and so forth. It may or may not change. We'll just take a peek. Now imagine picking up the second object and taking it back inside you. And then pick up the first target and do the same. See if you can welcome them back home, like you might welcome a guest who's come to visit your house. And then for a few moments, you can turn your attention back to your breath. Noticing the gentle rise and fall of your breath in your chest and in your belly. Watching each inhale and each exhale. And when you're ready to return to the room, you might get a picture of what you'll see when you open your eyes, if your eyes have been closed. And when you're ready to open your eyes, go ahead.